elected the president of the United States of America. That's what you're fixing to find out in about a second.
Well, we because of you, Ion, know that. We know that he was never elected. Okay.
Correct. So, and now, everybody's accepting that position. Some say it was a mistake. Others say he was never the president. And then it'll come back, and then they'll make a ruling, and they'll go, oh, yeah, that's right. The Electoral College was out of order. They didn't have the ability to rule those votes. So it was out of order. It was done all wrong. Pence messed up. He made a mistake. So there's no cancel. There's no redo. He'll just be stepped away or walked back to Delaware. I don't know how they're going to walk him to Delaware. That's where he is all the time anyway. So they'll put him back in the basement. He'll be all right.
Okay. And that's when Trump ascends to the viceroy position.
Well, we're going to just slow your roll, slow your roll. Now you're trying to take up prestidigitation. Slow down a little bit. Just slow down. You got to see how this plays out. Because now you've got CERN vamping shit that's unbelievable. I mean, it's crazy stuff. They put a K in Chick-fil-A, for God's sake. How you gonna fuck with Chick-fil-A? All of a sudden.
Carolyn, if you're typing, it's coming through the phone.
With the echo.
That's bizarre because I'm on mute. Bob, mute yourself.
I'm muted.
We're muted. It's a miracle,
well,
Jenny.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
He's got the sound loop open. When he was
Greg's typing. Greg's typing.
Well, how, if y'all are both muted, how are we hearing you?
We're both
unmuted. We unmuted. And now I'm muting myself. Keep going, Jenny. This is very good. Keep going, Jenny. You'll get fucked up here. Go.
Oh, I know. Bob's on the crazy headphones. You're
right,
on the crazy headphones, Bob, not
he's
your
on
phone.
He's
so addicted to his wireless headphones. And we've had echo the whole time with Jenny.
Okay, I'll mute my headphones. I'll mute my headphones.
Oh, yeah,
we didn't cause
any echo, Carol. It's all gone. Echo's gone. You did it.
Okay.
I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I haven't muted it yet.
Ah!
Going over.
But don't do anything. Don't do anything. It left. Don't do that. That's it.
Right.
Okay, so I am.
Did you wash your hands? Did you wash your hands? Did you wash your hands?
I have
to
agree.
To
I am having a difficult time just figuring out what the scam is.
Right. I know.
Believe me, I think about it a lot. I put one piece over here and another piece there, and I go, okay, just that. And you know, I put Ion somewhere, and I'm just trying to figure.
I'm laughing a lot at that one. It's the worst
best scam of all time. It's so bad a scam you can't figure it out. Or it's so good a scam you can't get to it. It's the craziest thing ever. If you're gonna have a scam, I guess that's a good one to have, one you can't get to.
Okay, the human flesh that doesn't have a soul would not have any residue either. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny, I'm going to mute right now. Let's see if it's any better. Yeah, I'm muting right now.
Hey, Jenny, let's go get our clothes off and go dip in the cement pond while he's fiddling, farting around for the next 2 hours. Poor bed, John. What do you think? Have a nice swim.
I think that's a very good idea.
Don't let him interrupt you. Don't let him interrupt you.
Don't let Bob interrupt.
Okay. So, Ion, the human flesh that in the here of the now that we're in now that does not connect with a soul is just that meat sack. So composting is a very good solution, right? I mean, there is no soul.
There's nothing to lose. You've not lost anything. and the soul in man would be offended because it's already forfeited the body.
Yes, because it never connected with the body, so it could never be offended, right?
Exactly.
Now, what you said in this emotion soul essence session was that what happens is the soul embraces the non-physical and the meat sack of the baby after that connection with non-physical.
But you're making it hard. All that does is holds it together.
Let me ask my question. No, what I'm asking you now is, does the soul reject the human flesh that's coming now because it's gross or something?
No. See, the reason to have all that coalescence was to hold the what you call mind, body, spirit, to hold that together in a format as a little man until you had the ability or capacity to ascend. And once you have that ability and capacity to ascend, that falls away because it's futile. You don't need it. It's kind of like when you're weaned off the tit. Once you're weaned off the tit, you don't need milk anymore once you're weaned off. So when you wean off, then you have the choice where if you're separated, then you're not going to ascend. And if you keep it together, then you have the ability to ascend. And that starts with one cell, one drop, one talking to Bob, one fa-la-la, and a partridge in a pear tree, and you can ascend. Mm-hmm.
When you call your meat sack body, you're non-physical, and you know that it's eternal. And what you said in that session was that your soul remains but takes a different, not role, but it finds its place in that relationship. Is that still an
answer? It takes a scone or a nice biscuit, not a roll.
Biscuit, not a roll. Very good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said that, if you drop your physical body, anybody who died last week, they dropped their physical body. That was their one life.
Uh-huh.
Their soul stays, and everything, all their stuff stays here in the earth plane, whatever, and then they go off to reconcile themselves. Well, the non-physical, eternal part of them, that's the eternal part is non-physical. It goes through its process. Okay. Now
you're going to blame this on COVID or knowing all this stuff. Zombie apocalypse, and gonna blame it on something. I don't know what they're gonna blame it. I'm gonna blame it on something. But you know, you used to celebrate the dead and had home-going services and had the casket and had tater salad and fried chicken and scalding off them birds and had some yard pimps. They'd be cooking off them yard pimps and eating all that. They'd have all these party things, but they don't do that anymore. They don't have a funeral. They don't have a, they just have, maybe have a little graveside and just one or two. They don't celebrate that separation anymore because it has no value anymore. And now when people are falling over dead all over the place, it's changed the way people see death. Used to, people would be all tore up about it. Now I said, Nanny died. Okay. Poppy died. Yeah. The baby died. Yeah. I liked them real good. They was fine. But you know, things happen. So let's move on. That's what's sort of happening now. They have placated that whole position, and that's our example of this change that you're describing with the physical, non-physical death.
Good.
The lifeless death.
Okay.
Or the difference to that would be a deathless life.
Ascension would be a deathless life.
Mm-hmm.
An eternal life.
And now you can.
Correct. Where before you couldn't. And you said that on a recording 100 years ago, you couldn't do it. Well, let's say what you said was there were a handful of people who figured it out, but not in large numbers.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, So now what happens is I am, my non-physical is actually my physical. I am here eternally. I get to keep all my stuff. I'm not dropping any residue. I'm not dropping anything. And I have access to all worlds. When I know this, when I really know this, that's when the fun can really begin.
And some red, and some red fingernail polish. So get some red fingernail. Why don't you get the French tips with the red on the end of the tips? That'd be fun. Why don't you try that?
You said that to me twice, so I'll do it the next time. How does that sound?
Yeah. You do that like a taupey beige, a light, and then do the red tips on it just to be different. It'd be fun.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, now.
Because not everybody's got fingernails. Now, you don't need a pistol. You got enough claws, you could claw their eyes out. You don't need a pistol. You can get it the good way. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Very good. Okay. So now we've got all this worked out, and here's our ascended self, and we're good with that. Okay. So I want to change. Oh, no. Here's the other thing though. Bob brought up the part, so I listened to a different session. It was called You Only Have One Life. And you talked about, this, eternal experience, and Bob was asking about his mother and how JW could have seen his mother at the beginning of the whole encounter. And, you said that his mom had died and dropped her body, and she had the residue. And then you said that.
And that was the sweetest jackal we ever met. That was the sweetest jackal we ever met. Mm-hmm.
Oh, jackals are kind of mean, aren't they?
Well, she had a tendency to. She was no nonsense. She was no nonsense. You can know that. No, we're making a difference from the woman who raised Bob and then the jackal that had the butt that Bob fell out of. So that's the difference.
Okay.
But his mom was the one that looked kind of like she favored the queen, and she always wore sensible shoes.
Very nice.
She wasn't going to put up with no foolishness. Them girls coming there running around. No. You can sit down. Be straight. I run this household, not you. Sit down. Sit up straight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in that part, and he also talked about Anne Boleyn and some other things and Hitler and this and that, what you said repeatedly was non-physical has the connections. So non-physical is what makes the connection between the single
That's how we know stuff. That's how we were able to talk about your mama. That's why we know how much you love. Exactly. We're the only thing in this realm that knows how much you love those damn dogs. Do you know this? We're the only one. Greg Sanders ain't got a prayer. He ain't got a prayer. You love them dogs more than anything. And it's crazy. Don't make no sense to it. But it doesn't change it. You see. So that non-physical is that connection that gives us that inside out. That's why we
that's
give Bob, we can roast Bob when he's doing all this ridiculous stuff and tell him everything's something different. We go, So Bob hushes because he knows we know. He's like, okay, good. But it's fun because it's not a problem. It just shows you how it connects. Now, what we say, the rest of it is, the good part is that nothing we do, everybody shouldn't be able to do. Nothing we do is any more than everyone else should be doing. You see?
Because
we thought this would be all worked out.
They'd
be in their power. They'd be in their power. That's exactly right.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to reconnect to and open back up in you.
Yes.
You believe God is love. You just don't know for sure if God loves you.
Well, no. Hold on just a second. You're connected to non-physical from the minute that life begins.
When does it begin if you're eternal? When does it begin if you're eternal? See, that's where we kind of get falling out, because it's like, wait, no, no, no. You're adding a body part to something that's already eternal. And then if you lose a body part, that eternal is still eternal. And we're saying if you divide this mind, body, spirit, you can have the full body, the full meat sack, and have the eternalness or become God in this form. Then you have to go into the Bible and see what God looks like with the feet of brass and the hair of cotton and the sword of the spirit, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff to take on those positions, because you're going into a carbon-based reality. Everything is going to change. So therefore, the shift is going to have to make you see things. You're going to have to be like Red Lobster. You're going to have to see food differently.
Okay. Hold that thought. One of the things that life begins when the cell is fertilized. That was the statement you made. But do we actually, quote-unquote, create life? I mean, isn't life an is and an are, like, for example, energy? Mm. You can't create or destroy energy. And you said in
we
the
would like to say yes. We would like to say yes, but instead what happens is if we say yes and you use that as a reason why you don't or didn't ascend, you'll use it as a separation point to say, oh, well, I didn't get it 100%. Oh, well, I didn't show up on time. Oh, I didn't wipe the doorknob before I went out last night, and I'm supposed to wipe the doorknob really good when I go outside. Pisses the cats off all the time. So, you know, those kind of things that just sort of happen every once in a while. The rudiments don't break down. And the Ten Commandments thing you're fixing to do, that's great. That goes right along, par along with it. But if you take the rudiment and base that protracted out, if you're using it for how you can ascend, we say great. But that's not what they'll do. They'll use it as an excuse of why they can't ascend more times than not. So that's why we had to break in and say, easy. And now you can go ahead with your words.
Because we didn't, well, if life is and an are, in other words, on the Ten Commandments, then you can't kill anybody because you don't, if you don't create life, you also don't create death. I mean, you can't take a life either.
That's why every death is a suicide. If you're going to do it, you do it to yourself. I mean, even if somebody murders you, they don't have that power. They can't murder you.
Right.
But if they do murder you, that's your suicide. Every death is a suicide. And now what's happened is the sanctity of life now has no value. If you look at you, well, you don't watch that. Well, you don't, you know, see, so much of it you don't engage. And, I mean, you may have to go back to the, bar and waller with the hogs, Jenny Bell. You're a little too high and mighty these days. You may have to go get dirty again. But what's happening is, if you watch it, that uncomeliness and unpleasantness that's going down, what you start seeing is that people now have no regard for life. They don't have a regard. They don't care for their neighbor. They don't help people. They don't reach out and do nice things. They don't care. It's all about mentality. Or the reason I don't have something is because you took it away from me. Or
yeah.
I want a government so big that you give me everything and I don't have to do nothing. That's my kind of government. Duffy Doodle-Doo for president. Hey, we'll get Duffy to run our scam, Bob. That's what we need to do. He can be a candidate because he can't find nothing wrong with it. We'll let him be the responsible for it. And we can get Matthew David Hurtado to have a prayer meeting on our regard. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be beautiful. The golden note. We can bring Chad back. We can bring Chad back, and he could do the analytics.
Oh. Lord.
Okay. Okay, now listen. When an egg and a sperm hit, they already are connected to non-physical. And then what you said was non-physical, when that egg is fertilized, non-physical comes in
when it becomes a zygote. See, and here's the thing.
Yes.
There's all that creation is already worked out, but you cannot. There's a whole lot of super swimmers. If you're doing it right, there's a lot of super swimmers. And once that one egg pierces that ovum, it seals off. And then you have a zygote. Now that sets the position of that creation. But the reason it has to happen like that is because you're going to have a whole bunch of other swimmers that hit it at the same time. It's going to be like, whoa. I have 10 children. No, I only have one child, but he has 20 arms and legs. See? You don't want that.
Okay, so then when the zygote is set, you say that's a creation, and that is where non-physical comes and attaches to it.
Once the zygote attaches to the uterus, that's when that connection takes place. It's got to connect, because otherwise it can be an ectopic, we don't even say it. I don't know how you can have it. Anyway, the one that ends in a DNC got attached to the uterus. Once it attaches, then you're set. Then that's when the connection starts. And that's an example of what you have in the regular human being with the mind, body, spirit, the whole scenario. So this is a perfect way to segue it into real creation of life. That's what they call it, creation of life. And that's why the Yellow Dog Democrats is having a nervous bust out, because now they have the same number of abortions that they'll always have, but the states will decide and not some presidency somewhere.
When the non-physical, which is the eternalness of that creation becomes eternal the minute that it is attached to non-physical. Then that creation, that eternal creation, right there, right then, and then picks up its soul with the first breath, okay? Got all that. And you say, where is the angel?
Now? Okay. The same way. It's the same way, the creation story for Jesus. And the angel came down and was with Mary. And she was a virginal, which is hard to be married with three kids and be a virgin. But anyway, she put off. I guess it's okay. I guess it works out okay. So anyway, once that engages, you can have angels in this world, in this realm, that have an affect or cause and effect in the same condition. They have access to the same power of God. That's where angels got their power from. That's where you get your power from, except you're the God. So it's not odd for that angel to interact. Karen stomps down Hail Hill every day, slaying this one, moving that one, jumping on this one, making this happen, making everybody happy. There's a lot of miserable people that are happy today because of Dr. Karen Dean's interaction with them angels. And they're furious about it. They'd rather be miserable. And she won't let them be miserable. She's going to make them be happy or die. So that's the interaction. And because of that interaction, it interacts.
Okay. The angel Gabriel said to Mary, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, you are with child." Now, the angel Gabriel is a voice that's speaking to Mary, but that doesn't explain how non-physical is being attached in the uterus. That's what I'm asking. Is the angel being attached in the uterus? What's going on there?
Neither. If it's an angel baby, then yes. If it's an angel baby, because all it does is it makes the sticky. It just makes the sticky. Once you make the sticky, because every time you do the dirty, you don't get pregnant, right? It's got a click. And so the clicking is what we're talking about. And they have the ability and capacity to do just that. That's where the Nephilim came from in the first place. Same way. Same song, different verse. The angels from the realm of glory are God-ish. They're God-ish. They got power, they just don't have the power of God. That was new. You ever heard us say that? Some God-ish? That's pretty good. God-ish.
Right. That's what I'm hearing now. And so they're God-ish, but they don't have the power of God. So what do they have?
Well, they have they have God's power. They have to do what he says. They have power to capitulate. But when it comes time to bow, that knee's going to bow. Every knee shall bow.
I see.
And that's why they'll have to worship God, because the whole battle is over who's going to sit at the right hand of God. So the angels are coming in trying to get first place. They're trying to beat it, and then Lucifer's trying to beat it, and then Gabriel's mad, and then Shemuel is having a nervous bust out. You know, things happen.
Okay. All right. So having said all that, I want to ask about this next clip that I listened to called Elvis, which is in my series of Creator, Universe, etc., and the one after Creator was Elvis. And what you said about Elvis was that he was a leading edge of creation creator, and that he wasn't going to have it. He was not going to allow his creativity and his full expression to be suppressed. And as a result, he changed the culture, etc. And you did talk about Wanda Jackson. But the question that Bob didn't ask that I want to ask now is, did Elvis lay down his meat sack body and die?
Not yet.
Very good. And the young kid, the Austin Butler, who portrayed Elvis in the movie Elvis that's out right now, did he meet with Elvis?
Twice.
Okay. And
but it wasn't announced. Come right over here and we're going to have cocktails and I'm going to let you meet the real king that you're playing. It wasn't quite like that, you know.
Well, did he know who he was interacting with? Did he look like Elvis?
No. Not really. Not exactly. Like, you don't look like you did when you were beating Bobby Orr back in the day, Bob, so you don't look the same.
When I was doing what with the Orr?
Beating Bobby Orr.
Oh, Bobby Orr, number four, Boston, yes.
Yeah.
Number four. So Ginny, the important thing for me in the Elvis thing is, in the end, Ian says that Elvis added to nature. Remember that part?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do.
So what people think is trivial entertainment is actually new matter, new nature.
Yes, he
but
is.
Now,
he
but now, but now yes. Ginny, hold on, you're on to something here. But now, listen now, y'all clever. Ooh, y'all clever. Y'all, you can't sneak. Ooh, Lord, y'all can't sneak nothing by y'all. Y'all on it. But here's what you're not engaging or not calculating in your calculations. There's a hyperverse. Y'all talking about a multiverse and a universe, but there's a hyperverse. And that's going to change and affect a lot of things that you damn know. Lots of things that you know.
Okay. This is very exciting to me. Okay, because I actually realized by watching that Elvis movie that you can raise the dead. But I'm...
Yeah.
Yes, and this Austin Butler accessed something through his process. Maybe he accessed the residue. Yeah. It wouldn't have been the residue if Elvis didn't lay down his body. So he would have to have met him in person, but maybe not even known who he was, as you said.
Correct. That's correct. And the same thing goes into the whole nother effect. Now, here's where you have to be really careful. You have to be real careful. It's kind of like why JFK's casket was closed, was never opened. It wasn't because he was so shot up. They can fix anything to make it where that would have been okay. It's because of the cloning aspect. They knew how to do clones then. So you can have a whole other aspect of a history-changing relative event that wasn't that person at all. From a completely understandable, like Dolly. Remember they cloned Dolly?
Mm-hmm.
The sheep. So they've proven it can be done, and they've been doing it for a long time. But we don't focus on that. Because that's a subcult. See, there's another one of those soulless things. But it has a bit of the imprint, the fingerprint, but not the body.
Mm.
It has the same fingerprint, but not the body.
Mm.
So you gotta watch that.
So
and now here we are in the hyperverse. In the hyperverse, you gotta be real careful, because y'all finna see all kind of crazy shit. You ain't seen nothing. We keep saying that, But y'all really gonna say it to me. They're gonna like, they're gonna say, hey Aaron, I just found out I haven't seen anything yet. Let me find.
Okay. This is in the hyperverse. Okay. All right. So,
now your question, your next question should be, if you're on point, is that, oh, Ion, so is this like another riff? Is this another riff or a riff with a P? And we say, no, it's another, a parallel version of your so known, your so known reality. So known reality.
S-O-U or S-O-W as in you sow it and reap it?
No, that you know, K-N-O-W.
Oh, the one that you know, the one that you know the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, the known reality. That doesn't mean it's real. We used to laugh. We'd be like, J.R. Ewing. Or no, that's not Sue Ellen. Sue Ellen would say, she'd be talking to Miss Ellen. She says, well, you know what J.R. told me? He said, are you going, I caught him in the bed in the arms of another woman, buck ass naked. And well, she didn't say buck ass naked. She said, doing the dirty. No, she didn't say that. Miss Ellen would slap her in the mouth. Anyway, she said, you know what J.R. told me? He says, are you going to believe me, honey, or them lying eyes of yours? Them lying eyes of yours. And then she went and got a drink and forgot about it. She didn't have to worry. I guess it was all right. But see the rub? This is the point. You can't, like Carolyn, she don't believe nothing. She's right. She don't believe nothing. Don't believe it. It don't matter because it don't matter. It is, it ain't. It don't matter. Don't believe it. Don't get too involved in it. Good. But that's reasonable. Did you get that? That was pretty key for the right here, right now. You know this, right?
Yes. Okay.
Good.
All right. So,
Do hummingbirds like sugar-free syrup?
Do they? How would they get their electrons? I say no.
Correct. That's correct. Alright, so how are humans eating fake sugar? How are humans eating fake sugar and getting sustenance?
I don't think they are.
Okay, but there's so much going on in the way their body's changing that, as Carolyn would say, you want to die at a timely death? One teaspoon of sugar and you're dead. You know. No. That's only if you chase it with antibiotics. But other than that, it's like eliminate. And now they've made sugar-free good. It actually tastes good. It doesn't taste like saccharin. Remember saccharin or what is that? What is that? It used to be Diet Right. Now, Tab was good. Tab was good, but Diet Right was terrible. It was too much like saccharin. Remember?
Tab was good, and Diet Right tastes like tin. I hated that stuff.
Sure, it was okay. What about Fresca? When's the last time you had a Fresca?
I think when I was a junior in high school.
They still make them. They don't make Fresca. All of a sudden now, in the multiverse, you get all the Fresca you want. A great fruit soda pop that's sugar-free. A real Fresca. Sure is.
Now, in the multiverse, Bob said, I mean, that kind of sounds like Andromeda. Bob said when you get to Andromeda, it's just going to be like your ideal situation. Is that still right?
I don't know. You can't listen to him. He can't even hook up with a fucking cat in the wall. He can't even connect with a cat in the wall. Why are you listening to him? He unsays everything he says. No, you can't listen to him. You just have to talk to him. You don't have to listen to him. Just talk to him. Y'all got this all wrong.
Ion. That's mean, Ion.
That's a tech body talking. Ion would never say that. That's the tech body talking.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, I want JW4 back then. No tech body. Okay.
True. I know. There's getting fewer and fewer. There's fewer and fewer of them left now. This day is getting kind of hectic, as Bert would say.
Well, and they're not left because what? Where did they go? I mean, they're eternal and they've got
Some are consumed. Some are put into a position where they become the what is it called? Bob says very nasty things about it. He calls it the Banshee sect. They become the Banshee sect. Once you've dreamed all the life out of them, there's nothing left. They're just, oh, what is that? What's the movie where the fellow was, cloning himself and then he made, they're all a little bit different, but the same, and the last one was all goofy. After you use them up, they turn goofy in the splitting of this position. So yeah, that's another conversation that we never would talk about that before, but now we can, because that's what's going to come and become normal. That'll become normal. Just give me a second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go to my final favorite topic in the whole wide world.
Motormouth Mabel? You go into Motormouth Mabel?
No,
no.
We're talking about Donald John. Donald John.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, my favorite topic other than Bob, of course, is Donald
John.
Sure,
that's fair. That's a good save there, honey. That's a good save. Good save.
Okay, so I honestly do not understand the Viceroy thing, and I was asking Carolyn about
that. That's because there's no democracy. There is no country. There is no governance of a body. There is no capitalism. There is no socialism. There is no fascism. There is no Nazism. There is no neo-Nazism. There is none of that. It's all going back to the realms. Realms. Kings rule their realm, but they have viceroys to do their business. Feudal. Otherwise, you just have to run around killing everybody. And that's all right. Apparently in California, you can do that. They won't even put your ass in jail. So good. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Ion, hold on now. All right. We're going back to kings. Is that it? I mean, I thought, okay, so in... Ascension was supposed to be like an evolving or an ascending or something. Was how can
no,
you go
no, it's
back?
Coming. No, it's coming. No, it's coming back to God. You're not ascending. You're coming back to God. You were God. You are God. We're just trying to convince you.
Okay, I
do
know.
Between you and you.
Yes. Okay, I'm God. So Donald Trump is my viceroy?
He will be.
Because
mm-hmm.
I can totally go with that. Now, the dream I had...
Because he's ridiculous. Because he's ridiculous. and he says terrible things, but he makes all the right choices. He's ridiculous.
He does.
He says terrible things, and then makes all the right choices.
Yes, I like him for a lot of different reasons. So one thing I like him is because he doesn't really care about what anybody thinks. He loves his enemies as much as he loves his friends. He can use both sides of the energy equation to push himself forward.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm coming...
For him, everything is a gangster deal. The gang, a bad drug deal. And he just uses it to his best advantage. And now what he's done, he steps back and lets them, he says, now everybody's still trying to hate on him. They're still trying to impeach Trump. He ain't even in the office. They're going to impeach him again. For fuck's sake. So, you know, this is insane. You see.
So they're already setting it up with the New York.
Hey, Ginny, who's going to teach who again? Who's going to teach who again?
Impeach, Bob. Impeach. They're trying to impeach, Trump again.
Yeah. Will they get to that point, Ion?
They're doing it right now.
They're doing it right now, the J6.
Well, will it affect Trump? No.
It's not. All it's doing, he's laughing his ass off. Now they wouldn't let Steve Bannon. They wouldn't let him. No, you're not going. And he went to court to try to say, no, I'm not going to go to hell. Sons of whore bitches, go to hell. Put me in jail, motherfucker. I don't care. I ain't telling you nothing. Now you wipe my ass. I don't give a shit. No. And now all of a sudden, he says, I'd like to testify. And they go, yes, we want you to testify. And then they found out that he was fixing to open it all up. To find out that it was the Democrats who did J6. and he had the goods on it to be able to prove it. So they have postponed his reconciliatorio deposition. They've decided they're going to postpone that for just a little bit until they got time to think about it just a little bit. Yeah.
Everything's happening over there at Mike Lintel's pillow place. That's where the information is. What's they called? Little?
Yeah.
Lindell.
Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the good unknown researchers are, not the scammer Tucker Carlson types.
Oh, yeah. And that damn Don Bongino dude.
Yeah. All those ex-military.
Yeah, here we go. What you didn't ask is, you got it right about Kings, but do you know what Kings is about?
In the Bible or in life?
Or in Vanity Fair? I guess Vanity Fair is okay. We don't know. The Bible, of course, the Bible.
Okay.
We're back to Kings. If we're back to Kings, what's the book of Kings and Chronicles about?
It's the history of Israel.
And Joshua.
And the Kings.
Judges and the books of Samuel. This is putting those kingdoms back together. And then Chronicles logs it all.
Hmm. Okay, the book of
the history of Deuteronomy, or the Deuteronomic history.
Okay, but it also has so we left Revelations, and we're on our way to Genesis. And if we are at Kings, mm-hmm. is that what you're saying now in the Hyperverse, you're in the Book of Kings, and this is where Babylon falls, right?
Correct. The collapse. And now, that would, Bob would say that would be 586 B.C., but he gets time off a little bit sometimes, just a little bit. He's not real. Numbers aren't his strong suit. Bob has trouble with numbers.
Okay, so that means there's many kings.
Well, everybody's a king. You're going to be a king.
Everybody.
I'm a pepper.
Yeah.
You're a pepper. She's a pepper. I'm a pepper too.
Okay, very good. All right. Okay, so since I've never been a king, or I don't remember being a king, I can't remember what it's like to have a viceroy, but essentially I'm a king, and Donald John is my viceroy.
Mm-hmm. And here's what's happening. You got 10 tribes. 10 tribes.
Okay. Jenny, he's my viceroy. He's my viceroy. I'm the king of all the kings. That phrase in the Bible.
We all
be kings.
Yeah,
Bob's
the king of kings and the Bob of Bob.
Yep.
The Bob of Bob.
Okay.
As I recently said, you want to get into the kingdom of Bob way better than the kingdom of God. Yes, he said that. 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Yeah. Oh, Pentuin's listening. This has been very instructive if Pentuin was lucky enough to hear all this. Pentuin would have
Who's
all
Bob?
To say now if he's
Scott.
Reasonably
Scott.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. Back to, but even so, Bob, if you're the king of kings, that still means I'm a king, but you're the king of kings, and that's okay, because you've always been my king anyway, so we can work with that. But that's not the point. The point is Donald John is the viceroy. Okay,
for me.
Go on, Ion.
Remember, Don is Bob in the White House. That's why he's in charge of the White House.
White House.
He's doing everything. He's making millions in Afghanistan, or billions. He's raking it all in and watching Trump watching Biden prove how great he was.
Yes, but there is no more White House. I don't think he'll go back there. Won't he just be in Mar-a-Lago?
He'll be wherever I send him. He'll be doing business for me. I've got a lot of business to do in the next while, Ginny, and I'm not doing most of it. I have people do it for me.
He said, most of it?
What part are you going to do, Bob?
Yeah, I'm not even going to show up.
She's listening closely to see which part you're actually going to do, your part that you're going
to
do.
I have to hide from the alien angels, the alien cats.
Harry
bureaucracy is what I live on, Jenny.
When Trump came down the escalator after he made his first big speech and made his announcement with the Simpsons and the people dropping the piece of paper and the whole nine yards doing all that stuff, then he got on there and he said, well, it's the people's house, it's a great place, but it is due for a teardown.
He did say that.
He did it on that day?
He sure did.
He did.
That was a Saturday.
How can you have the greatest people's house in the world and have the leader of the biggest country in the world, the best thing of everything that's been the best and the biggest and the grandest and wonderful, and you can't have 300 people in a dinner in the White House, in the people's house? How does that work? Well, we're going to have
to start having it was embarrassing. He'd rather be at Trump or at Mar-a-Lago, and Melania wouldn't move there in the beginning, remember?
All right. That's right. That's right, because it was, like, disgusting. You know, you move into a rough neighborhood, a bad house in a rough neighborhood. So, with old people stuff.
Speaking of that, think about all the residue. All the residue.
Yeah, that's... From the worst residue of all was from that president, the one that needed lots of ballroom. Oh yeah, that one. The one that replaced one that stood in when Kennedy took a nap.
Oh, that
Johnson. He had lots of residue.
What's her name? Mrs. Johnson, actually. Lady Bird.
Lady Bird Johnson. Ms. Lyndon Baines.
Did anybody die in the White House? Any president die in the White House?
Taft did. Got stuck in the bathtub.
Okay, very good.
Roosevelt did.
Roosevelt did. Well, they was dragging him out tooth and nail. I think it was in the South Lawn.
He made it to the South Lawn, and they killed him.
He was chasing his goat. He was chasing his goat. His goat got out. He said, "I'm going to get your goat." He said, "You better not get my goat." And that was the end of him. They got his goat.
Who's that hare on the dead walk in, JW? What's he out about? That big white bird on my hedge. What do they call Carol?
Heron.
Egrets.
The white negrets. Bob's talking about white negrets. White negrets. Lord have mercy. Al, we're sorry. He's a racist, misogynistic, pessimistic, antagonistic, evolutionist. He's an evolutionist. He believes in Evan.
Who killed Ivana Trump, Ion? Who killed Ivana Trump? Or what killed
she
her?
Had to go, boss. She had to go.
She had to go, Jenny. She just had to go.
Well, she was probably triple double back. I mean, I just saw vaccine right away. Is that right or wrong, Ion? Mm-hmm.
She was vaxxed, and they told her not to, but she did it anyway.
Yeah.
Just like they did to Justin Bieber and his girlfriend, who are in bad shape now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just like they did to 250 million Americans who are all in bad shape. I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so Donald John Mayer.
Well, we tried to tell him. That's all. We tried to tell him.
Yeah, you sure did. You did not try, Ion. You do.
Yeah,
you
true.
Do tell him.
True.
You do.
True.
So, hey, wouldn't that be great if Trump went in and built, because, you know, he sold his hotel at the post office, so maybe he'll just come in, tear that shit down, and build a brand new Trump Tower, something really bougie and wonderful.
I like bougie with those we need to get some Versace gold lamé curtains. That'd be over the top.
Versace. Okay.
They changed that,
and,
too. They changed that. Giovanni would die. They changed his goddamn name. It was Versace.
Are you finished, Jenny?
That's Versace.
You're ruining your
Versace. Yeah, talk about Bob.
He's not ruining my session. No, no. I got all my ducks crossed and my T's and my I's. I'm going to check my notes one more time, but I think I got it all done. And I'm very hard. And one of these days, oh, Ion, I know what you said. You also said that the residue is like a recording. It never evolves before that, but you also said it is a technology. So just to come back to that for a minute, the soul's residue being a technology, if it is like that plasma, is that a part of the tech body?
Not every single time, but yet.
Okay. All right.
Hey, great session there, Ginny. We'll excerpt this and make it a special headline on Ion and Bob. We're going to make Pentwin do his analysis of it, and he better not fuck up. He better fucking apply his non-reason to the facts.
I don't know who he is, but I feel
that's Scott talking to him. Pentwin is
Scott.
Scott.
That's Scott.
Yeah, one of the dumbest PhDs on the planet.
Scott. Well, I certainly hope he gleaned something from it. You know.
I think he might feel better if we could get his butcher knife back and his tent poles back and his canvases and tarp. And they lost a really good tarpaulin. A really nice tarpaulin. We're trying to get that back. But, you know, after that, some new thread and needles to sew on his shoes. You know.
He's just going to have to start thinking more clearly about Ion. Disgusting what he said so far. The looted little mind.
He's thrown himself out of everything he's ever involved himself in. So whatever. It's all right with us.
Well, you know.
We're thankful we got thrown out of his program too. So good. So, Bucky Fuller.
Yeah, we're going to add this Pentwin part. The Scott part will be added at the end of the epic session. Everybody will hear all about Scott at the end of Ginny's epic interrogation.
Don't waste it. Don't waste your time, Bob. There's good people that don't.
Let's put Duffel in there, too.
I have to
agree. Well, the thing of it is
it's
a difficult question. Just figuring out what the scam is. Believe me, I think about it a lot. I put one piece over here and another piece there, and I go, okay, this, that, and, you know, put on somewhere, and I'm just trying to figure out what is the scam. I know there's a scam. I know it. I know there's one. But I just can't sort it out.
Isn't it me laughing at
it,
Ginny?
Not in a minority, Greg. That's most people are trying to figure it out. That's right. You know, they are. They don't know what the hell we're doing. They don't believe that Ion helps their own products be super. You know, they don't get that. But that's the only way you could say that's the scam. We're making up shit about products, which then makes people, when they take them, think they're getting better, because Ion's done a mass hypnosis to everybody. That's as far as you get with that, but you can't prove it, so you're left with nothing again.
Well, we can trust Amazon. We can trust Amazon. We can't take testimonials, but we can trust Amazon to sort it out for us. It's okay. As long as Amazon's behind it, we're okay. No problem. These people are good people.
The only thing I was going to say, and I do want to say this to Scott and Greg Duffel, is, you know, Ion said from the beginning they would never do parlor tricks. And if you're missing something and you want something back, that's not the way to get it from them. But if you actually engage with Ion and you embrace what they're saying, they'll do parlor tricks for you all day long.
We'll hide it in plain sight. We'll tell you one way that we will never answer your question. We will not. And in 2 days later, we're answering your question in the explicit detail. You're not even there to hear the answer. And you won't listen to the archives to get it then. So Bob is the great necromancer.
That's why I remain on top. Everybody's so fucking dumb. And how are they
That's
dumb?
Not true.
They don't have any patience. They don't pay attention to that little extra mile. All you have to do is just pay a little more attention, even when it hurts.
Bob, don't do that. Don't do that. You
That's
know
my secret,
well,
Jenny.
I pay attention a little longer than everybody else. I get the stuff coming out two days later. You bottom more than you top.
I pay more attention to Carolyn than anybody else.
You bottom more than you top.
Ion. That and the cauliflower pizza was one of the best things I've ever heard. Okay. You guys have been great. Thank you so much. Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And tell Greg that diamond cocktail rings is cheaper than yard work. So tell him to get over it.
Hey, Ginny, check the chat line. Look at people's questions during your seminar, you know, the past hour and a half, and see if any questions are relevant to something new you would say or ask.
Oh, right now? Look right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, when you can, just scan through the past hour and a half of questions people asked.
Last okay. 3 days, over the last, just gently over the last 3 days, Ginny.
No.
Okay. I will, Bob. Thank you. Thank you, Ion.
Oh, you like that song by,
No. Didn't like a single thing you played.
Top Loader. I said Top Loader, and you said some other band did it. That's right. There were several names for the song. What?
Yeah. It's King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Oh, okay, because I looked at that, and I thought they were saying Top Loader was King Harvest, but I was just scanning it. It doesn't give the song band in the recording I got. The tooth comes out, says blank.
Oh, you know what? Maggie asked Ion on here, and if you want to answer it, is if the two vaccinated people are conceiving, what's it getting attached?
No. They most of them can't conceive at all. Most of them, and that's what the mothers were all having a fit about, that they were going to have to get vaginated and that their vaginas couldn't take the vagination. So they just couldn't do it. So that's the problem. It cuts you off. See, you got to watch the codones, and codones get you messed up. Because once you start changing it, you're only one snippet between an orangutan. You and orangutan, one snippet. And so you start changing it up. You start changing up the soup, and you start growing extra feet and crazy stuff, you know. But now for amputees, it might be a good thing. You can grow something back. I don't know if it's going to come in the right place or not, but we'll have some stuff.
Very good.
Okay.
Yep, it's most important to talk about ascension. Ascension is the only thing, and the poor vaccinated people, there's nothing we could do. But like you said, you told them, and I know a lot of people tried to warn them, and Carolyn did, and we've said our words, and now we just have to go on and ascend. Right, Ion?
No, you don't ascend. You go retrieve God. Retrieve God in yourself. Go Gnostic. Go Gnostic.
You're not. Very good.
So what he's trying to say is that you have to take up a sober life of being unhuman.
Yeah. So, Ginny, tonight in the bowl, in the private session, 2 hours and 10 minutes, then what is Babylon is revealed. What is Babylon? It's revealed tonight.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yep.
Shit. You didn't edit that.
Mark Stallman's going to have, Mark Stallman and Adam Coogan are going to die.
You didn't edit that? Oh, my, Bob, you didn't edit
no,
that.
No, I didn't edit that. I just edited it out to
you. Heads are going to roll, Bob.
Yeah,
heads
roll.
You better wait till way after Bert, so Carolyn's got a chance to go to bed. Are you in bad, man?
Oh, Carolyn's not going to hear this. She's not allowed to hear this kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness. That was.
Carolyn keeps Babylon alive. Carolyn keeps Babylon alive. That should give you the hint.
Well, just go and play the damn session now, Bob, if you're going to tell everything you know.
No. Okay, thank you very much, Ginny.
All right. Bye, Bob. Good. Thank you, Ion.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, darling. Always. Happy days. Go buy something pretty.
Going to. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.